I really wish I had Ryan's ASMR on here. That would have been great. What if he did like the little mustache rubbing his hairs on the mic?
Honestly, I'm gonna have nightmares.
There's a group of individuals that is into that somewhere.
Yeah, I've never met anyone that actually makes them comfy. It's like those and then those videos people post eating alone in their car on YouTube.
Ew, you know? Yeah, when they're like, I'm gonna do a McDonald's mukbang.
I'm like, this is sad.
Oh, that is kind of ASMR.
Nathan just texted me and said, you are cackling up there. sorry.
Cackling.
Just a little cack. Oh.
I'm going to try my best not to sound like Hagrid from Harry Potter.
Harry! That was so aggressive.
That was more Ron. Welcome back to another episode of And Here's Why. Now, I know what you're probably thinking, and yes, it has been quite a while since you last heard from us.
Well, we're kicking off today's episode with an extremely unexpected topic. Full disclosure, it's going to be uncomfy. It's going to be tense, and it may even be a little emotional. But as they say in the theater business, the show must go on.
That it does, Pedro. Without further ado, today's episode will be titled February Madness.
Yep, you heard that right, folks. And you may be thinking to yourself, it's March Madness. But you're wrong today, Karen.
This here is February Madness, February Madness. You bet your biscuits we're making a bracket.
Now, before we get started, I think it's important to add that this isn't just any bracket.
No, ma'am. This is going to be a special edition bracket. It will determine the ham, the hottest animated male.
If you're sitting here wondering how the heck did we get here, then go ahead and saddle up because this is only about to get weirder.
Would you expect anything less from us?
Okay, so first I want to say, if you haven't ever been attracted to an animated character, then you're lying to yourself. Just go ahead, leave the chat. Like, this isn't for you because you're not honest with yourself.
If you're saying that your first crush was a real boy, I call bullshit because that's fake. You're fake.
I'm going to be honest. I think Lauren and I bonded over that conversation. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I swear she asked me, oh, who was your first crush or when did you have your first crush? And I was like, oh, well, it was when I watched The Lion King 2 because Kovu was my main squeeze. Like,
yep. And then that just opened a floodgate of like, well, bestiality aside, who else are we into here? Because we're weird.
Oh, gosh. No, honestly, I think this is something important to cover, and I was really excited when Lauren messaged me and was like, hey, I have an idea for our next podcast.
Well, it's a stolen idea.
Well,
it's a stolen idea.
They don't need to know that.
It's because Ryan and I listened to Joe Santagato, as Paige has heard probably way too many things about at this point.
Oh, yeah.
They did a bracket for the hottest animated woman, and I thought this was only fair.
Yeah, we have to even the playing field here.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a merger, you know? Maybe Joe could get back with us, and then we could do a hottest overall.
At Joe Santagato, at Frankie Alvarez, let's make this happen.
I feel like I'm really biased and I just want to go ahead and get this out of the way. We're going to be totally honest with you guys. Like, I promise not to let my personal feelings get in the way, but I want to know, Lauren, who are your top five? Like, before we even get started, just top five animated characters aside from all the suggestions that have been jumbled into this list.
I didn't specify who my top five were to you, but I did give you the main clue that 4 out of 5 were Asian men.
Lauren goes, so my top five, 4 of them are, and I honestly thought she was going to say animals. I was not expecting them to be men, like actual men. I really thought we were going to be working with animals. So
one of them is an animal. Yes.
All right. That's fair. Go ahead.
So we've got Zuko. Okay. Love me some Zuko from Avatar. Tadashi Hamada.
Rip.
I'm
Rip.
Obsessed. Li Shang. Come on. Kovu, finally, my animal. And then Jake Long, bringing it right back to Asia.
Okay, Lauren, we share two top fives, Kovu and Jake Long, which technically Jake Long is an animal. He turns into a dragon. I have three animals in my top five then. take that into consideration. The next one's going to be Robin Hood the fox. Yep. There's just something about him wanting to help the elderly and the poor that just really did it for me. So
he's a good guy. Or a good fox.
Oh.
He's a good fox.
And then I had two humans. So it would be Aladdin and then Prince Eric. There is just something about Prince Eric. Like, Ariel's my favorite princess. And so I don't know if that's it. But he's just like what you would look at and be like, yes, Disney prince.
I don't think people realize how official we got for this thing, because I downloaded a bracket app, and this is going to go down legitimate March Madness style. Like, we have, I think it's 44 participants.
Perfect.
It's going to get ugly. You guys can't see us, but Paige and I are FaceTiming because I'm convinced that we're going to be at odds for a few of these. Mm-hmm. And we can't fist fight in person, but we can definitely rock, paper, scissors.
It's going to be very aggressive for sure. For those of you that know us in person, Lauren and I are both highly competitive individuals. So I'm very interested to see how this goes.
To be matched with highly opinionated.
Also, yes.
And self-righteous.
Honestly, it's a wonder that we're friends at all. Like, honestly.
Are we going to start? I'm sweating.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
First things first. Dimitri from Anastasia, he gets a bye. Our first matchup is Prince Naveen versus, I'm going to say this wrong, David Kawena? David from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, David from Lilo and Stitch all the way.
You think?
Yeah.
What? Why?
He can surf. It's a game changer.
So Prince Naveen, he was arrogant and selfish and then turned into this kind-hearted, selfless man. The amber eyes does things to me. He loves Nola cooking.
Nola.
But David is like this tatted up torch blower. Like you said, he is a good surfer and he is a good boyfriend to Nani.
The food aspect. I've lived in Hawaii and the food there is off the chain. So when I see David, I'm like, man, David's family can probably cook some bomb food. So you know what I mean?
Some Kalua Peg.
Oh, like all the things. Some Loco Moco, some lumpia, all the dishes.
And he is really protective of Lilo, like as if she were his daughter.
Exactly. When you know they're good with kids. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, this was such a hot take already. We got Prince Naveen getting knocked out.
Honestly, I'm so nervous because that was tough. That was a toughie.
Ben 10 versus Prince Zuko. I mean.
I wish you guys could see her face right now. I'm terrified. I'm going to say Zuko.
Obviously. That's the only answer.
Yeah. Ben 10 was never my thing, but neither was Last Airbender. So this one, I leave that up to your judgment.
Avatar The Last Airbender is everyone's thing.
Well, I used to play the game on like the Nickelodeon.com. They had a game where you would have to throw your fire or whatever and stuff.
I played that too. That counts.
Team Zuko all the way.
Ben 10 tries too hard. Like, I know he has his Omnitrix and stuff. Although the green eyes, Ben 10 does have green eyes. But Zuko, what is it with the golden eyes? He has golden eyes. It kills me. Moving on. We've got our first animal.
Oh.
So we got Balto versus Milo Thatch from Atlantis.
I mean, I'm going to have to be honest here. I'm a dog person, so Balto all the way.
And Balto, he's a hot dog.
He is, and they made so many movies about him, and his little pups are cute. Like, you know he's going to have cute offspring, so.
Well, yeah, because he's part wolf.
So cutie babies is all I'm hearing.
Yeah, and he's got that, like, bad boy troubled past of, like, being a stray.
Kind of like Lady and the Tramp vibes, you know, like that's why she was into him because he was like shelter vibes.
I do want to give credit where credit is due. Milo Thatch is a cartographer, and you know I love a good map. Love a good map.
I'm literally sitting here looking at her globe, so.
And he's a cinnamon roll turned king of Atlantis who has Atlantean powers, like magic. But Balto's just a hot dog, not to be confused with the the ballpark food, but.
I didn't even think about hot dogs.
Wow, another hot take. Milo Thatch is out so early in the game.
This is wild. Mom, I want you to know whenever you think I'm out, like maybe, you know, like if you ever worry about me, you're like, oh my gosh, where is Paige? What's she out doing this weekend? I'm here. We're talking about animated characters, animated dogs to be specific.
That tickle our fancy. Okay, Paige, I really think I'm going to bring you to tears on this one.
Oh, gosh.
So just bear with me. Robin Hood, the Fox version.
Obvi.
Versus Jake Long.
Oh, my gosh. I was not prepared for this. I kind of feel like this was purposeful, but I know I didn't share my top five with you, so.
Nope, this was completely random. It was a randomized bracket.
I feel like you're like Chris Harrison right now, and you're like, this was completely random. No one saw this coming.
The producers did not set this up, I promise.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So we got Robin Hood. Mm-hmm. He's into archery. That's an attractive trait.
Yeah, he's sporty.
A good archer. He's basically like Flynn Rider from Tangled, but like in fox form.
Right, with no pants.
And instead of being a bad outlaw, he was like a good outlaw because Flynn Rider just straight up was a thief, whereas Robin Hood stole from the rich to give to the poor.
Right, he still had thefty habits.
But he's dreamy like that.
Right.
Jake Long, the green tips hair just is everything.
It's all about the frosted tips.
It's all about the tips. I mean, homeboy can turn into a dragon.
But it takes him a hot minute, no pun intended, because he breathes fire, to actually get good at being a dragon, because he sucks in the beginning. But yeah. Keep in mind, is it his grandpa that owns the pug, or is it a bulldog, or it's some kind of fat dog?
I think it's a bulldog, yeah.
Okay, there is a dog in that family. Keep that in mind.
And he's a skateboarder. I think that's why I first fell in love with Jake Long, because I was like, let's just like ripstick together, bro. Let's go boarding with my bros.
Tech deck it up, am I right?
And I'm pretty sure that American Dragon Jake Long was my first crush.
You think so?
I think that's when I first felt the fire in my loins, yeah.
Alexa, play Burning Love by Elvis.
I'm going to have to give it to Jake Long.
Honestly, again, Robin Hood, he's good with the kids. And that's just such a big factor for me. Like, Jake, like, yeah, he's a bad boy teenager. But, like, Robin Hood is a man. And he is providing for not only his own family, but for the whole poor community, okay? Like, they are poverty stricken, and he's just caring for them. He's friends with the pastor, Friar Tuck. Like, he's an all-around great guy, okay? So, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning more towards Robin Hood. I think this is going to be a rock, paper, scissors.
This is going to be a rock, paper, scissors because my heart's with Jakey Cakes. Is that uncomfortable that I also use that nickname for your dad?
Honestly, I was about to be like, why did we bring Jakey Cakes into this?
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to go on shoot.
Obvi.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I got it. It's
Fudge! Oh my gosh. My heart is so broken right now. Jake Long out so soon?
A play-by-play. I had scissors and she had paper.
I'm going to throw up is what's going to happen.
Oh, it's the vid. It'll do that to you. Nausea is a symptom and stomach pains.
It's the vid. Okay. This one's just kind of hilariously not even a competition. Blue from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Let me just tell you, let me stop you right there. I made a list of people that don't belong in the list of those that are in this bracket, and he was one of them because I was like, how did we get here? This is not it. He's literally a blob. What does that do for you?
I could see where they're coming from with the personality, but yes, otherwise he is just, he's an arch that's filled in blue, essentially.
It just goes to show you, looks don't matter, I mean.
It's Blue from Foster's Home versus Thomas O'Malley of the Aristocats.
That is one fat cat, okay?
Fat with a PH, right?
Okay, yeah, that's a no-brainer. Thomas O'Malley, yeah. All the way. Like, I'm not even going to fight for him in this one because it's just evident that it's him. I'm going to save all my knowledge for next round.
Blue, he's sassy. He's incredibly, like, he's mischievous. He'll do things behind your back. I mean, I guess you could just be like, I'm going to unthink you. Like, if you wanted to kill him or something, I don't know.
But... Yeah, that would save you a lot of time and energy.
Thomas is the winner.
Perfect.
Next. Okay, this one's gonna be interesting. We've got Sokka versus number 4 from Codename Kids Next Door.
Again, number 4 was one that shouldn't have made the list. I'm like, he literally looks like he has a bowl on his head. Like, you can't even see that.
He does have a horrible bowl cut, yeah.
No. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that you're going to say your last Airbender character.
Sokka.
Is he the one with the scar on his face or was that Zuka?
No. Zuko. Is that Zuka?
Is that Mr. Pazuki?
Little zucchini.
This ad. What?
So this is probably also why you're going to hate me. I actually put number 4 on the list.
You are literally, I'm disconnecting, unfriending, leaving the chat.
Listen, good with hand-to-hand combat, okay? Codename Kid Next Door, he's the team muscle, as one 12-year-old could be. Yes, there's a blonde bowl cut that we have to take into consideration, but you're speaking to someone that has dated an Australian, and he has an Aussie accent. But obviously, Sokka blows him out of the water.
Okay, I'm glad. Okay, perfect. Number two was my favorite. The little fatty. I liked him best.
I love it. Okay, Beast from Beauty and the Beast, but specifically in his beast form, versus Chip Skylark of Fairly Odd Parents.
Come on, this is a no-brainer. Chip Skylark has all the bobs. Machete teeth and me, shiny teeth. Someone at work was singing that the other day. Like, that's how iconic Chip Skylark is.
He is iconic. I could do without the goatee. Like, the goatee.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
Why did I separate those so much? The goatee.
Goatee?
I could do without the goatee. Shiny Teeth and Me is probably one of the most catchiest jams created by man.
That's a really good one. And he dances too. You can't forget the dance. And then the earring, that was like a real sassy move back in the day. Like, so many people now have their ear pierced, so it's not a big deal. But back then, total boy band vibes.
The only thing I could defend with Beast is that I do like how he went from this gruffly grumpy to a sweet protective monster.
I actually just watched the live action one the other night. Seeing how he wants to protect Belle in his like grumpy stage, I'm like, oh, that's cute.
And he's a little top heavy.
Muscle beastie baby.
But yeah, no, Chip Skylark for sure. That could be a hot take for some people, but you know what? Don't care. I might have to fight you on this one. If I think I know what you're going to go with, we're going to have to rock, paper, scissors again.
Okay.
And I swear if I lose, okay. We got Oliver from Oliver and Company, a dog. Let's make that note. He's a dog versus Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
Thank God.
Danny Phantom. It's the frosted tips again. I'm telling you, the silver, like.
Well, he goes full silver.
I cannot deal with that. It's too much for the heart to handle. Like, that's what does it.
I prefer him as a ghost, if that says anything about me.
Perfect. Yeah, that was good.
We got Kristoff from Frozen, and he's going up against Loki.
Oh, definitely Kristoff.
I don't like in the cartoon how long his hair is. Like, him and Thor both have, like, really long hair, and I've just never been into that. He's too unpredictable, but he's got that bad boy thing of, like, I want to fix him.
Agreed.
But even Kristoff, he's pretty shaggy.
Well, and Kristoff is a constant. Like, that's one thing that I'm like, I need that. I need the stability, the constant. Because Loki is, I'm good, I'm bad, I'm good, I'm bad. It's so back and forth. I never know with him. Like, what are we killing someone? Like, are you friends with your family again? Are the aliens coming? I don't know. So
And Kristoff is just, he's a gentle giant. He talks to Sven like we talk to our own animals.
He tries so hard to plan the perfect engagement.
You get some stone troll in-laws.
Yeah! And then his soundtrack, Lost in the Woods, like that studio album, I'm telling you.
Makes me shiver because it's just so frozen, am I right? Oh, Kristoff is the winner. This one could go either way. It's just ridiculous on all fronts. So I'm just going to get it over with. Ferb, of Phineas and Ferb, versus Handsome Squidward. What a pair.
Okay, let me be honest with you. So I never really watched SpongeBob. Like I did, and then I didn't, and then like I kind of did again. So I'm not the person that someone could walk up to and be like, oh, you know that one episode of SpongeBob? Like I may have seen it and I may not have, like, I don't know. Yeah. So I look up Handsome Squidward, right? Because I know what Ferb looks like and he was another one. How did that make the list? And so I'm like, okay, like Ferb is on there. Look up Handsome Squidward. I swear to you, I thought that Ryan suggested it, your husband, Ryan. I was like, this totally looks like something he would suggest just to like be funny because he's so atrocious. Handsome Squidward.
Truly, I agree with that.
Like, Ferb is no prize, but I pick him over Handsome Squidward any day.
Have you seen Phineas and Ferb? Like, a lot of it?
Me?
Yeah.
I have seen every episode, every movie, everything. All the things.
Okay, so yeah, teenage Ferb isn't that bad. I mean, he's still shaped like an F. Like, his body is an F, but...
Baby Ferb is cute.
But we have to remember, like, we underestimate Ferb because he later dates Vanessa Doofenshmirtz, which is essentially, like, the Black Widow of that show.
True.
Total smoke show. He gets her. It's probably the British accent.
That's what does it for you, too. I know that. I'm like, it's the accent.
He's more of a man of action than he is a man of words. Mm-hmm. We'll put it as teenage Ferb because
that's
he
fair.
Gets better with – he's like a fine wine.
Or cheese.
I really want to know what you thought about Cat Noir, because we have Cat Noir versus Fred Jones, but specifically the Scoob version. Zac Efron as the voice.
I would say Fred anyways, but especially Zac Efron version.
I have a bone to pick with Cat Noir. By the way, that's the show that I would fall asleep to when I was staying at your house for that week. I would put that on Netflix, Miraculous Ladybug.
It looked like a Studio Ghibli kind of thing almost.
It gives that vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The animation's different, obviously, but...
Well, obviously.
It annoys me because it's one of those dumb superhero tropes where it's like, with a mask, I don't know who you are. But without it, even though your hair is exactly the same and so is your voice and literally everything else, with that little eye mask... Who is she? No one knows. But he's sassy, so I like that.
I mean, it's like Jake Long, though. It's like, yeah. Oh, he's just some like weird little teenager, awkward, no one cares about him. But then he's like a cool dragon on the side. It's like, that's appealing. Like, you know what? Like,
Literally. This is going to be a layup for me just because you know me and my feelings about Studio Ghibli. So it's Peter Pan versus Howl from Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, I looked up that one because I've obviously never seen it. And I would have to agree because I was surprised to see Peter Pan on that list. I mean, not that like I'm shocked that someone was like, oh yeah, he's attractive, but he's such a man child. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like never grows up.
A weird cult of children.
Yeah, it's odd. It's very bizarre and I'm not here for that. So
Howl takes it. I'm going to save my detail on Howl for later because I feel like he's going to go up against someone that we're not going to agree upon. So
fair.
I'm saving my stats.
Don't get me wrong. I love Peter Pan. I watched it all the time, but I was never like, I did say his name weird when I was little. I was like, Peter. I would say it like I was British.
Okay, Wendy, relax. Like, what?
Love the movie, but not Peter himself, so.
Okay, so our next matchup, Flynn Rider versus Archer.
So, I'm gonna have to default and say Flynn, because I've never watched Archer, so I don't know about his character.
He's the worst.
Okay, perfect. So Flynn.
He's really hot. Like Archer is obviously, he's drawn very sexualized because he's a womanizer, but he's legitimately like, think of all of the worst traits in a person.
Lumped into one. Perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he is. So we'll give it to Flynn Rider.
Awesome.
Begrudgingly. I don't know. I'm not like the hugest Flynn Rider gal. It's not that I hate him. He's just not my favorite.
Well, same. Same.
Okay. This one I might shed a tear. Li Shang versus Tadashi Hamada.
Why? Those are two of your top fives.
I'm speechless. Deep breath, Lauren.
This is a toughie.
This is really, really tough for me because I'll Make a Man Out of You is probably one of the best Disney songs, in my opinion, to the point where I learned every single word of it as of recent.
I remember you telling me, I was like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just working on memorizing the lyrics. I was like, why? For why? Because she didn't know it as well as she thought she did.
Yeah.
So it was that important to her.
Now that is the song I would sing if someone put a gun to my head and was like, you need to say every word perfect. That's the song.
Mulan is one of those movies from such an early age. Like Big Hero 6, I recently watched. I would say within the past year, I just watched it with you.
Yeah.
But Mulan, like I grew up on that. And Shang, like literally, China's safety hung in the balance of his hands, you know, and with the help of his leading lady. Like they did that. So
his body is just chiseled by the Chinese gods or something.
Shang though, he was good on his own, but it took a woman to make him great. Whereas in Big Hero 6,
always selfless.
Exactly. So I'm like, that's kind of
I know. And like he's obviously smart, Tadashi, mm-hmm. because he's studying robotic engineering. He cared deeply about people, as evidenced by just the fact that he made a healthcare chip to put into Baymax to like help others.
And he sacrificed himself. I'm a sucker for a human sacrifice.
Looks adorable in a baseball cap.
Facts.
I'm gonna cry. I feel betrayed right now by myself. I mean, it was like a randomized thing, but still.
I feel like looks alone, it would be Shang. But if you take looks, character, all those other things, then it's Tadashi.
The only way I'm gonna feel good about this is if we rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
That's the only way. You be Li Shang, I'll be Tadashi.
I don't wanna be Shang. I want Tadashi.
Okay,
to
then
win.
I'll
you
be Li Shang. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay. Low key, I'm kind of happy about that. Tadashi.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Wow.
Another play-by-play. I won again. I had paper this time and she had rock.
Yeah, it's not looking great for me right now. Okay. Now we've got Dimitri from Anastasia versus David from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh my gosh, we're in round two?
This is round two.
David, all the way. I was never an Anastasia fan.
I agree. David was just never a bad guy.
Hey, Nathan just brought me some mac and cheese so I can do the, what is it? ASMR?
Throw up.
I'm gonna have a bite of this really quick.
Okay, so now we're at Max Goof versus Flynn Rider. I'm gonna have to go Max Goof.
How did Max Goof get here? I never approved this. Like, how are we in round two and he's here?
He had a bye for the first one. We've got
okay,
some
still hung up on that. So Max Goof and who?
Flynn Rider. I'm giving it to Max Goof. The voice alone does it for me. Jason Marsden, same voice as Kovu. Let me throw that out there for you.
Okay.
The white opera gloves are going to need to go if I'm going to give him a chance, but he's into extreme sports, so we could like go bike riding together. You know how I am with my bike. Or I could get back into rip sticking. Yeah, I'm going to go Max Goof because Flynn never did it for me.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you on that one. Just because, again, Flynn, like, he passed last round just because, yeah, I'm not really there for that. I just rewatched an extremely goofy movie. So I'll agree with Max Goof.
Is that because that's the one where he like goes on stage with that dancer, the pop singer?
Yeah, that's
the stuff. That is the stuff I'm talking about. And like Flynn Rider's Smolder never did it for me. Like that's not cute. Mm-hmm. Stop. And maybe it's the goatee again. I don't know. That was my thing with Chip Skylark too. And I'm not feeling that.
I get that.
Sorry, Bryn. I'm pretty sure Bryn put Flynn Rider in there.
Oh, Bryn, no. Oh, jeez.
Okay, this one. So it's Howl, again, from Howl's Moving Castle versus Kohokam from Pocahontas.
Ooh, definitely Kohokam.
Kohokam's just a man.
It's that bear tat on the chest.
Yep. Yes, the bear paws with like the claw. Mm.
Spicy.
But it sucks because with Howl, like, you know I love a good wizard. That's what he is. But this next one, I might have to fight you. So we've got Fred Jones mm-hmm. versus Naruto. I'm going Naruto.
No, Fred Jones.
No!
I never watched any of those weird little shows like Naruto or what's the other one where you had the cards and you guys would like play cards with each other?
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Those shows like that were so weird to me. I never got into that.
Listen, I know you're not one for anime or manga. That's fine. But he exclusively eats ramen, okay, Naruto?
Say less. Say less. You don't even have to explain anything else. You guys are soulmates.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye, Fred Jones. I will say Fred Jones, there's something about him doing like the traps and stuff, but like Naruto.
Isn't that the run that people make fun of too? Yeah. He runs with his arms back. Yeah, I do that. I actually do that. He has contributed something to society.
This next one is gonna be a layup for both of us. It's Ferb versus Johnny Test. Wait.
Hang on. Well, he's got the frosted tips.
Say less.
So I know which way this is going. Okay, Johnny Test.
Bye, Ferb. You had a good run, buddy. Oh, I feel like I already know what you're going to go with this one. This one's Kristoff versus Prince Eric.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Prince Eric. He's my top five. Yeah. It's the blue eyes.
They both have like the same shy thing going for them.
Yeah. Good hair. Gets along well with sea animals. He has his own boat too. Sorry, I'm done. That's it.
I mean, he's a prince. He has a whole army.
Fair. In a castle. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Jack Frost from Rise of the Guardians versus Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
Whoa.
I mean, if I'm being totally honest, he just looks more attractive to me, to the naked eye.
But Jack Frost, they're like almost interchangeable.
I don't like that style.
Of animation?
And it could be because like Danny Phantom is an older show, you know, and like to me it's more of the nostalgia aspect.
I did read some Elsa from Frozen and Jack Frost fanfic.
Oh, I could see that.
It is off-putting though that he doesn't wear shoes.
Well,
I don't know.
The cold never bothered him anyways either.
Well, and I'm hoping that staff isn't compensating for anything, wink. And I love a good cuddle, and I'm already cold at night. He would probably freeze me to death.
That is fair.
Oh, this is not even a competition anymore. Especially just if we're going to talk about songs alone. Chip Skylark versus Aladdin.
Chip Skylark just has like that privileged vibe, whereas Aladdin like has worked for where he's at, you know, like he works for his queen, so.
Aladdin with that swarthy complexion mm-hmm. versus Chip Skylark who looks like he's trying to stay young for too long.
Yes, boy band vibes.
Like he has a goatee, but he wears the clothes of like a child. Not Icky Vicky anymore, it's Icky Chippy, I don't know. I have a feeling this is another one on your list of for why. Jack Skellington.
Yes. I'm so glad you thought that because when I saw it, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, it's literally a skeleton.
To be fair, he is a pumpkin king of Halloween Town. I'll give him the royalty perk. I just can't get past his resemblance of the Slender Man, and I'm going to leave it at
ooh,
that.
Ooh, yeah, that's disturbing.
But you love a guy that's into Christmas.
Yes. I also love pumpkin, but not like that.
He's got a lot of things going for him on your end where he's a king, loves Christmas, loves dogs, but he is a skeleton.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Does not have eyes, so.
It's just bones.
I didn't even tell you who he's up against, but it doesn't matter.
No, you didn't. No.
It's Beast Boy.
Okay.
So this one is Sokka, again, Avatar Last Airbender, versus Tony the Tiger.
Who suggested Tony the Tiger?
That was actually me. I put it...
I was about to roast someone so hard. You're like, oh no, that was actually me.
Roast me.
Oh, Lauren. It's a cereal thing, isn't it? And that's ironic because I feel like Ryan loves his cereal. And that must be a quality that you look for in a man.
It's mostly I just think he probably has a lot of money because he's literally sponsored by Kellogg, which is big, big, big name in the cereal game. I need that motivation in my life because he could literally just be sitting next to me and being like, things are great. And he gives me like bodybuilder vibes with muscles that just don't quit.
I get that.
I still think Sokka's better.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to agree with that. It's never been Tony the Tiger for me.
I had to defend my case, but Sokka takes the cake again. Okay, so it's Thomas O'Malley versus Jim Hawkins from Treasure Planet.
Definitely Thomas O'Malley.
It would have been Jim Hawkins if he didn't have a rat tail.
It's the rat tail for me.
Like, I don't mind a guy in jewelry because he has that pirate look with, like, the earring. I wouldn't at all mind a little lip ring action. Thank you, Luke Hemmings, for ruining my life. Oh, and he's a military cadet for space, so he's basically in the Space Force, which...
Ooh, very before its time.
I want in on that depend-a-life because spouse flights? Would they do spouse flights to space?
Just trying to go to the moon this weekend. Is that possible?
Is that okay? This one we might have to fight again.
Oh, gosh.
I think this is our first animal-on-animal matchup. Robin Hood. Robin Hood versus Kovu.
Ooh.
Kovu. I will fight you to the death.
No. I agree. Kovu all the way because Robin Hood, like, yeah, love the guy, but like Kovu
is hot.
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
His fur is the cutie contrast of dark and milk chocolate. And then in parentheses, I put, I feel like a psycho. We're going to be detained.
Yep. We will be locked up when this hits the streaming platforms.
Ooh, we have two Teen Titans against each other. We've got Robin versus Cyborg.
Robin?
Specifically from Justice League War. I like that version of Cyborg because he has, I'll show you, it's a neon blue scar over his eye.
I get it. It's kind of like the bear tat on Kokoam.
Yeah, and I would be Lauren Stone.
That does sound very spicy.
Okay, this might actually get me arrested. I would rather have the younger version of Robin because when he turns into Nightwing, he has like long black Loki hair and I'm not here for the long hair.
I'm gonna be honest. It's the glasses for me. There's just something like he's hiding something behind those little glasses that he wears.
Robin gives me Stefan Vampire Diaries vibes.
That's probably it.
Wow, I'm so sorry, Cyborg. Oh, we got more animals on animals. We got Nick Wilde from Zootopia.
Oh my gosh.
Versus Balto.
Oh no. This is your classic dog cat situation.
He's a fox.
That's from the cat family. That's a feline, I think. Hang on.
Did you get your degree from Walmart? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm just going to fact check myself really quick. Listen, I thought I put is a cat a feline and it put is a fat and it said think you have a fat cat, the 10 things you need to know. I'm an idiot. Foxes are actually part of the canine family. My mistake. I was just thinking of cat dog for some reason. Someone should have put them on this bracket.
Cat dog. I'm going to have to go Nick Wilde on this one.
I agree with you, but it's more alarming to say that because Zootopia is such a newer movie, whereas Balto, like, grew up watching it. It's like, oh, yeah, I was a kid. I thought that dog was attractive, but now it's like, yep. I'm a grown woman. Like, wow, that's a sassy fox.
That is, like, wholeheartedly my argument. I'm like, he's so sassy. Like, he's such a bad baby. I love him.
So yeah, Nick Wilde, all the way.
Bye, Balto. Oh, I really, truly do believe that we're going to have to fight on this one. Zuko versus Denahi from Brother Bear.
Okay.
I'm going to take a deep breath before I even hear you speak.
Denahi.
No! Listen.
Listen, listen. It's the goatee for me. No, what's that thing called? The little, is that it?
Where, yeah.
Right there on the chin? Okay.
Briefly mustachioed, but he was more handsome without it.
Got a mustachioli. No, my thing with him, again, didn't watch The Last Airbender. Like, I never got into that. Whereas I've seen Brother Bear so many times. So yeah. It's not like I'm, like, pleading my case. I know him. I know he's a good guy.
Disney kind of tried to make you fall in love with Kenai, even in his bear form. Literally the only person I could think about was Denahi, like, the whole time. Especially with his little wolf totem. Disney, give us what we want. Brother Wolf.
This is a formal request.
But listen, 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 listen. Zuko's Fire Nation, which is hot, quite literally. He's got golden eyes, is talented with dual broadswords, okay? Swordsmanship, 10 out of 10. Has one of arguably the best character arcs created. And the whole, like, eye-scorched eye that's also, like, a scar, that does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, I'm down with that. I agree, because I just can't get behind what you're stepping in.
I'm actually probably going to rage if I lose again.
Ready.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh!
The first tie. Okay.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No! Oh my god! I'm...
I need a bite of my mac and cheese after that victory.
Ladies and gentlemen, she just freaking knocked out Zuko.
Honestly, I was not expecting that.
I really feel like the people are going to be...
They're
going to
be devastated.
We're going to see riots in the street. Wow. Two of my greats, gone.
Fallen.
Li Shang, Zuko. Is Jake Long even still in this running? I don't know.
Oh yeah, we did knock him out. We knocked him out.
I'm gonna throw up. You've knocked out three of my top five.
You're the one that was like, oh, we're gonna rock, paper, scissors it. Let's rock, paper, scissors it out.
I hate myself. Okay, let's go on, I guess.
Go back inside.
So we have David from Lilo and Stitch versus Tadashi.
You know what? I will agree with that.
Thank God.
Because of the sacrifice. That's it for me. Everything else aside, but just him being such... I mean, because at the end of the day, they're both attractive. They're both great people.
Yeah.
They love kids, other people. You know what I mean? Like, they've got so much going for them, but just, you know, it's Tadashi not being here for me.
This is laughable that this is in one of the last rounds.
If it's Ferb.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought we got rid of him.
We did. Max Goof versus Kohokam. I mean.
Kohokam. Max Goof is literally a goof.
Got him.
Want some water for that burn? I was looking at a Facebook post about, like, irony in cartoons. And one of them was like, why are Goofy and Max dogs, but Pluto is the only dog that's, like, domesticated? And they wear gloves? That's weird.
Opera gloves, to be precise.
Ooh, you fancy.
Okay, don't make me hurt you. Johnny Test versus Naruto. I have a whole case built up for Naruto.
Literally couldn't care less about either of them.
Okay, I'm giving it to Naruto then.
Okay.
The fact that Naruto has gone further than Zuko literally makes me want to vomit. Okay. Next. Prince Eric. Oh, God. Versus Danny Phantom. I'm at a loss.
Prince Eric.
What? Okay.
He's a man. He is a grown man. We know what he's going to look like in adulthood. Danny Phantom could, like, probably not know how to say no to drugs, and then he's going to be in a crack house somewhere, like, before he's even an adult. So, but we know Eric turns out good.
I know what Danny Phantom looks like as an adult because they made a comic book about him, like a graphic novel.
Oh, let me look that up. Hang on.
He does still look scrumptious.
Okay, that is delicious. I see that.
Prince Eric has a seaside kingdom, which we all know from HGTV. It's all about location, location, location. He's got the curb appeal. We know that he's good with a sword.
It's the dimple also. He's got a dimple. You can't forget that.
Those baby blues plus yep. the dimple.
Well, and your children are going to have the dimple too, probably. So
would my children with Danny Fenton, would those be part ghost?
But think about this, okay? Little Mermaid was so good that they thought about having Harry Styles play Prince Eric. So if that doesn't tell you all that you need to know about him and his character, come on.
You know what? Rock, paper, scissors, just so I can knock one of yours out of the top. Let's go. We're doing this. I mean, not that my luck has proven anything but bad, but we're going to do this anyway.
Honestly, I am terrified. If Eric doesn't make it,
there's a lot riding on this. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Dang it! How am I this bad at rock, papers? I'm 0-4. Like, luck, I'm never gambling. I live in Vegas. I'm never betting any money, ever.
Honestly, that's a good call.
Trash. These two both have some boyish charm. We've got Aladdin versus Beast Boy.
Always Aladdin, because you can't forget how good he sings. That's a big one.
He could show you the world.
Honestly, he does have a magic carpet and a genie and a monkey. That's pretty sick.
So this next one is Thomas O'Malley versus Sokka.
Oh, Thomas O'Malley.
You know what? Fine. Fine. I'm sick of losing at this point.
You're due to win, though. You're overdue.
Sokka just lost to a cat. Let's all...
A naked cat. He doesn't even have a collar. He's a naked boy.
He has a very flirtatious, confident...
Like, you want some fries to go with that shake? You know what I mean?
And he's a smooth talker. He's street smart.
He throws a mean party.
He does with some mm-hmm. jazz. Mm-hmm. He's protective of Duchess and her kittens.
And he doesn't mind a good family picture.
Gets all gussied up and everything. Next, we've got Kovu versus Robin. Bye, Robin. Sorry.
Yeah, peace and blessings. Kovu all the way.
Bless your heart. This one, we have Denahi versus Nick Wilde.
Nick Wilde.
Hold on. What?
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 Yeah. Little fox baby.
Okay.
Since bears and... Are bears members of the canine family?
Take out your backpack because we're bringing out the rocks, the pieces of paper, and all your scissors, ma'am. Not that I've been good at this at all. Nahi, don't let me down right now. I swear on my life, if I'm going 0-5, I'm going to sign off this chat.
You're overdue. You are overdue. I believe in you. Like, I think Nick needs to win, but I believe in you.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. God, yes!
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's fair.
Let's go, Denahi, my little dire wolf baby. We're down to the nitty gritty. Tadashi versus Kohokam.
Tadashi.
Thank God. Thank God. Kohokam, you are great with the tomahawk. You know, you fight for your people.
He is a warrior.
Loving the bear paw tattoos mm-hmm. on your boobies.
It's not for everyone, but he pulls it off.
This one is Naruto versus Prince Eric. Let me just say about Naruto before we bid him adieu. His whiskers, his weird little whiskers never deterred me. After becoming Hokage, he stopped wearing like his little protective sweatband. So he stopped basically looking like he was ready to jump on a volleyball court at any point in time.
Time out. I thought you were into the headband.
So the headband, I didn't hate it. But once he got older, he looked better without it. I would let him teach me shadow clone jutsu and we could do some weird stuff with that. This is going to be tougher for you than me. Aladdin versus Thomas O'Malley.
Aw, nuts. That's tough. I mean, literally, Aristocats was like one of my favorite movies. Like between that and A Bug's Life. How did Flick not make this list?
A literal ant, but yes.
I'm gonna have to say Aladdin, because I feel like if this were solely based off of the old Aladdin and then up against the Aristocats, then I would pick Thomas O'Malley. But after seeing the new Aladdin, like, Aladdin's just fresh on the brain, seeing him portrayed. I know we're talking about the cartoon character, yeah, but just seeing his character portrayed so recently in a film, I'm gonna have to go with Aladdin.
All right. Whew. Are you okay? You okay from that? A little heartbroken?
Yeah, honestly, I get the sniffles a little bit. It could just be the vid again. I don't know.
Could be the vid. Kovu versus Denahi.
Kovu.
Denahi had a really good run. He was showing some promise for a while.
Yeah, for real.
All right, we're getting to the bread and butter. Tadashi versus Prince Eric.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like my top five speaks for itself. I'm going to have to say Prince Eric. I mean, he was one of my top five and Tadashi wasn't.
I can't agree with that.
Okay.
We got to rock, paper, scissors again.
We're going to have to.
Sorry. Sorry it's come to this. Tadashi, if you're up there, you come down here, honey, right now. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Oh, my God! I'm so... beside myself.
Okay, so Prince Eric made it to the championship, right?
He did. Because
he's going to face one more.
Fudge Nut McGee. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Paige, I swear, for this next one, if you don't choose, oh my God. Okay. Aladdin versus Kovu.
Kovu.
Thank God. Okay. I can't take any more losses. Okay. Whew. Let's do this.
Okay.
Championship. This is for the big kahunas right here.
This is all the marbles. The best of the best.
To be fair, though, Prince Eric is on your top. Kovu's on mine. I know he's on yours too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But still, I'm glad that...
we both made it this far.
Yeah, this makes sense. We're not lying to the listeners.
Well, I mean, I feel like our decisions speak for themselves as well, though. Yeah, they're both in my top, so that sucks. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna have to choose Prince Eric.
No, you're not! You are the stupidest person I've ever met in my life. I'm gonna punch myself in the head.
You Paige. Guys cannot see this, but Lauren is so aggressively, like, up at her microphone, being all ratchet, like, waving her hand at me. Like, she's about to, like, get up in my face. Like, I'm so glad we're, like, literally a country apart right now because I'm scared for my life.
I really just... Okay. Have you ever seen Prince Eric protectively, like, do a fighter stance in front of Ariel? No.
He literally stabbed a sea witch for her.
Okay. Kovu betrayed his family for Kiara.
Ariel betrayed hers for Eric.
Kovu has a scar on his eye, and he's got beautiful green eyes.
Eric has a dimple and beautiful blue eyes. Eric sings like the angels themselves descended from heaven and sang to me in my dreams.
So does Kovu.
Okay, well, Eric has a cute shaggy dog that can't see.
Kovu has a cute shaggy mane.
Okay, well, again, Eric has a castle. Kovu lives under a rock.
Okay, his body heat could keep me warm. I have Ryan sweating on me at night. You think I can't handle a lion? Let's go.
And Eric has a private chef.
Timon and Pumbaa could arguably be grub chefs. Just saying.
Okay, but also Eric has a boat.
Okay, if we're talking artillery, do we not remember Pumbaa's ass? Literally.
Gratatata!
His fart brought down the entire pride, all right?
Literally everyone at Pride Rock.
Let's remember that.
Okay, fair. But Eric also lives on, like, some little island, too. So that's, you know, it's like vacation vibes all year long.
Eric's a prince. Kovu's a king.
Oh, you did not. Wait, but to be fair, Ariel's dad is King Triton. But when her and Eric get married and she takes over, technically it's the same scenario, though. He's an undersea king.
I feel like I could have more of a fun time with Kovu than I could with Prince Eric.
Eric was featured in two movies, not one.
Kovu had his own movie, and then they wanted so much more of him that they made a series called The Lion Guard.
They also had Little Mermaid, the series.
But that tanked.
Lion Guard didn't.
Isn't Lion Guard new?
No, not so new.
I thought it was newer. Because, like, Little Mermaid had, like, 3 seasons, I think. Wait, was that a play on words when you said it tanked? Because, like, they're fish and stuff?
It is now. Are we really going to have to rock, paper, scissors in the championship? Are you going to make me do this?
We really are, because Eric, he's a hopeless romantic. I have to fight for him.
I have a headache arguing about this right now.
Honestly, that was pretty impressive. Like, I'm sorry, but he can sing, he can dance, he's an expert swimmer, singer, swordsman. I'm sorry. That's just a lot for me to work with.
Kovu doesn't need a sword. Do you see his jaws? He could literally bite Prince Eric in half with one measly... That's all it would take. Just, oh, hey, Prince Eric.
Just.
Bye. Bye. Sorry, Prince Eric who? Half of him is laying on the ground. The other is in my stomach.
Oh.
I just want to note, if it's a battle of brawn, Kovu's winning.
It depends, because with guns, you know.
Depends on the size of the gun, because do you really think one bullet is going to take down a freaking lion?
But if you've got like a, what are those things called? I used to play it on Firefox. A Gatling gun. Those things are pretty big.
I'm going to cry. I'm literally 1 in 4?
Either way, I'm not going to be like mad because they're both my tops. I just am fighting for Eric more, partially because I do like him more, but also because he's not one of yours. So like, let's just do the dang thing. God.
Deep breaths, deep breath. I'm sweating so much. I want to note that I'm physically very hot.
I feel good right now. I mean, I've got a headache.
I had a vein bulge out of my forehead.
That's when she was getting loud with me.
I'm about to be so bad. Okay. You ready for this? Because I'm not.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Fudge on a cracker. I'm actually nervous.
My palms are actually sweaty.
Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ah!
Yes! Oh my God. Yes!
And to be fair, that's the only one that really mattered.
I'm happy.
Oh, and for those that are listening, Kovu won, obviously.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell.
By Lauren's grunting.
Wow. That was a ride.
That was very crazy. I mean, I told you it was going to be uncomfortable, emotional. So thanks for hanging in there. I told Lauren, though, I want you guys, when you listen to this episode, if we left anyone out, let us know. Because I will say, a couple people that I was disappointed with that I thought of after the fact, Hercules and then Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, how did they get left out of this?
First of all of the Ninja Turtles are interchangeable based on the color of their headband. Yes.
No.
But also my choice would have been Donatello because purple, so.
Okay, see? So clearly this was a debatable topic. So yeah, let us know who we left out, who your ham is. Clearly ours is Kovu.
Hottest animated male character that exists currently.
You heard it here first, folks.
Let that be known that Paige and I are sexually attracted to a fictional lion. Put that on the books right now. Put that on my gravestone. Okay. Let us know if you got upset at a decision that was made and you stopped listening, because I know that there's going to be a Hot Topic employee that's going to rage about Jack Skellington for sure.
No doubt.
Paigey Poo, where can the people find you?
People can find me at Instagram, paige.hollinsworth. Lauren, I'm pretty sure you have an Instagram.
Indeed. I would be under at Lauren H. Writes.
And then we also have a page for our podcast. What is it?
Oh, good Lord. It is at and here's why underscore
pod.
Yep. There we go.
Yeah, also be sure to go ahead and give us a rating, leave us a review. We want to hear from you because we know that this content is premiere, but we just need that affirmation from you guys. So,
and if you like the bracket style, let us know what other bracket we should do. I mean, do we dive into females? Who knows? You decide.
Do we team up with Joe Santagato? I don't know. It could happen.
Do we dabble? We'll see at Santagato Studios. Okay, well, we love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one, go.
Who are you, Prylander?
I will avenge Scar.
Yum, yum.
Ew.
We love a good rasp.
Peace and blessings.
Bye, guys.